No. Good evening, everyone who's joining us on YouTube. The time is 7:08 here. We had a little glitch with our committee of the whole meeting that we had going on from 6:30 to 7, where the meeting was automatically ended by a GoToMeeting at 7 o'clock. So we were still discussing the new My Bethlehem app under our committee of the whole meeting. So there's a few questions that we wanted to finish that out before we officially end the committee of the whole meeting and transition to the January 5th, 2021 City Council meeting that was scheduled to start at 7, but we're running a little bit behind. So we'll finish up the topic of the My Bethlehem app, and then we'll switch right over to our council meeting and allow public comment for the council meeting, as well as anyone who wanted to make comment on the app as well. Mr. Groen was in the process of asking some questions, so I'll turn back to her.
Yes, thank you, President Waldron. So I was just saying, again, I asked a question about the order in which the items are showing up, and I really appreciate that. I also mentioned that after my conversation with the mayor, I appreciated that the crisis intervention, both from Lehigh and Northampton County, are here, because I think that's something that a lot of individuals don't really know much about. I would love it if those two items will be, you know, higher up perhaps. I don't know if that's possible, but, you know, I mean, 911, everybody knows when to call 911, or unless they know the crisis intervention. So I think it would be nice, but I really appreciate the information and, you know, the accessibility for individuals to pay bills or do whatever. I really also like the fact that the individuals have the choice to make the report and have their email be included so that they can get a response, whether the issue was fixed or clear or taken care of or not. Many times I get emails and I send them myself. I'm hoping that picture for the reports work, because I tried it a couple of times with the old app and I couldn't. So I just sent the emails directly to the mayor because I couldn't get this to work. It was really cool. I was able to take the pictures and they automatically painted where I was, and the address was like magic. But then I couldn't send it. So I'm hoping that this time this works, because it will really benefit, especially those that have a smartphone, that hopefully more people than not have it. But great job, I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Groen. Is there any other members of council who had any comments or questions related specifically to the new Bethlehem app? Mr. Klum?
Thank you, President Waldron. Just want to thank everybody that was involved in the update. I know it takes a lot of time and attention, and as other members of council have mentioned, it pretty much covers all bases. Two things. One, I appreciate that it's an update to the old app, so you don't have to re-download anything. If you had the old Service Center app, that your phone should automatically update it to switch it over to everybody. And then once we get more information out there to the public, then you'll help with efficiency, of course, of getting notifications out there, as Ms. Panchishan was saying before about notifications going to the homepage. How many people visit the city website every day, as opposed to how many people carry smartphones around in their pocket? And I know I personally, that's how I get my news, is those homepage notifications from the different subscription services for news that I use. So now adding this, it just helps so many more people get updates away from having to go on the city website or city social media. I think it's just a great tool to have as we try to get information out there for all the different things that were touched on previously. So again, thank you to everyone who worked on this update and implementation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Klum. Anything else? Thank you all. So that will conclude tonight's meeting for Committee of the Whole. in which we were discussing the new Bethlehem app. So we'll transition directly into tonight's Bethlehem City Council meeting for January 5th, 2021. The time is 7:13 p.m. And I will call the meeting to order. If the clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Present.
Mr. Colon?
Present.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Present.
Ms. Negron?
Presente.
Mr. Reynolds?
Present.
Dr. Van Wert?
Present.
Mr. Waldron?
Present. Thank you all. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, we had a late start as we had to finish up a committee of the whole meeting in which we discussed the new Bethlehem app. The committee of the whole meeting, which was scheduled from 6:30 to 7, ran a little long, so that meeting got cut off by the GoToMeeting app. So now we're into tonight's meeting of Bethlehem City Council for Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. If you're not watching us live to the moment at the beginning of the meeting, make sure if you're watching on YouTube, you fast forward so that way you'll have the ability to make public comment if you wish to do so during that window of time when I announce it. So prior to our consideration of our regular agenda items, City Council will conduct a public hearing to accept public comment on the proposed zoning text amendment, which is commercial uses of first floor in the CB and CL zoning districts. The zoning amendment was proposed by the administration. In connection with this public hearing, there are two communications which the clerk will read. Communication 6A.
A memorandum from Darlene Heller, Director of Planning and Zoning, with an attached proposed zoning ordinance amendment to revise the first floor commercial storefront requirement in the CB and CL zoning districts. At their October 8, 2020 meeting, the City Planning Commission voted unanimously to recommend City Council support the proposed zoning ordinance amendment.
And Communication 6B.
A letter from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission concerning the review of the proposed zoning ordinance amendment to revise the first floor commercial storefront requirement in the CB and CL zoning districts. The Lehigh Valley Planning Commission found that this minor proposal is not a matter of regional concern and is generally consistent with the regional plan.
Thank you. And before I call the public hearing to order, I realize with the mix up here between the committee of the whole meeting and the council meeting, we didn't do our pledge to allegiance, which I think is never more germane than today. So if everyone would please rise for pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So I'll call tonight's public hearing to order to consider the proposed zoning amendment. I will recognize Darlene Heller, Director of Planning and Zoning, to discuss the proposed zoning amendment and the City Planning Commission's recommendation.
Thank you. This is really a pretty straightforward ordinance, I believe. There already is an ordinance in place that requires first floor storefronts in the CB and the CL zoning districts to include only restaurant, retail, or personal service uses. That was done, we enacted that in 2018. It's really there to engage the street. We want to have a lot of activity on the street in the downtown. We want to have storefront uses that really are storefront uses that engage the public. And it's been successful. We were challenged. There were some questions about whether or not there was some ambiguity in the ordinance about whether or not these provisions would apply if there were residential uses above or office uses above or mixed use. And so this ordinance amendment really is to clarify that those provisions apply no matter what the upper story uses are. It applies to all buildings in CB and CL. We did however, make another revision to CL. CL is neighborhood commercial or limited commercial. It would be East and West Broad Street or East 4th Street. And we found that it was a little too restrictive in those neighborhood areas, that a lot of those areas have smaller law offices or architectural offices or realtors, and those uses are appropriate in the neighborhood commercial zones. So we did loosen it up a little bit in CL, and one of the sections within the ordinance amendment goes back to state that you need to have a commercial use on the first floor, but it's not so restrictive that it's retail, restaurant, or personal service. But we are clarifying in the CB, in the Central Business Zoning District, those provisions still apply. We think that's important for the vitality of the downtown, and we think it's important to keep it and to clarify it so that it's not questioned in the future. Alicia Carter's on the call as well. She has some additional information about a prior study that the Economic Development Department did related to retail analysis.
Thanks, Darlene. We've gotten a lot of questions as to whether or not this is something that we should continue to include in our zoning ordinances in the last couple of years, not just because of the pandemic, but even before that. And so I thought it was important to make sure council's aware, has an awareness of the study we did that concluded in December of 2019, right before the
Hold on, let me turn off the...
Maybe just let it go. We can get this open right away. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like... Can you restart it?
Yeah.
Can you restart it?
I can't do it from here, so...
If we don't close the YouTube stream, it won't break it up to two videos online.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I thought maybe it was my on my end, but yeah, I think it was everybody.
The go-to meeting ended itself for some reason. There's
okay. I thought it was my computer again.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know that it was the same issue or not. It's difficult to say. We'll just wait till everyone gets back on. We didn't end a YouTube stream, so that the YouTube video will be one continuous video. Okay. Grace, are you there? I don't see you, but I see your box. It looks like you are. Robert, are we okay to continue?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't.
Thank you. Ms. Garner, I believe you are discussing something.
Yeah, I was just mentioning the study that we've done, the retail analysis. And so I just wanted to provide you with a little information as to why it's important to make sure that our first floor commercial spaces in our downtowns are geared towards retail and restaurant development specifically. We found that on the north side, we have capacity for an additional 210,000 square feet, which really equates to 40 to 45 new retail stores and 20 to 30 new restaurants. This is when factoring in, not certainly just city residents, but our retail trade area. And so we could see substantial increase. We have the ability to support, as a greater community, that level of retail and restaurant opportunities on the north side. On the south side, we could see another 180,000 additional square feet based on our retail trade area, which is 30 to 40 new retail stores and 20 to 25 new restaurants. So ensuring that those first floor spaces, which are really prime for retail and restaurant establishments, is what we're trying to do with this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Carner. Ms. Heller, was there anything additional that you wanted to add on that?
No, thank you. Not unless you have any questions.
I would turn to council to see if there was any questions or comments on the two proposed zoning text zoning changes. Pardon me. Ms. Gramsci Smith.
But anyway, thank you, ladies. I think it's a good proposal. I agree. I think it makes sense. Anything that we could do, I mean, I'm hoping, again, I know we all are really hurting, our hearts are breaking for the businesses currently, what they've gone through since COVID, and I hope we do see a rebirth eventually, and we can get not only the existing restaurants and stores up and at them again, but also get new businesses going. My only question is, are there going to be, how many businesses or offices are going to be affected by this now? And when will that, like, will they be grandfathered in, or will they be given, like, a deadline where they're going to have to exit the space?
No, existing uses are grandfathered, you're correct. And they can continue as long as they need to. If an existing, I'll say an attorney's office moves out and another attorney's office could move in there. So it really doesn't hurt existing business at all. We're just looking to supplement open space or change of use with retail or restaurant uses.
But then, like, say there is an office, be it attorney or financial office, whatever. If they move out, then will this go into effect, or, like you had said, another attorney's office could go in?
Yes, but it couldn't change to another professional office. They could continue as the same type of office.
Okay, got you. Great. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gramsci Smith. My only question was there any feedback from any stakeholders as to, or pushback onto this change?
We just received support from the Chamber of Commerce and individual downtown businesses for the clarification of the ordinance. They were the forces behind the creation of the ordinance a couple of years ago and continue to support it.
Understood, thank you. This will be the last opportunity for members of council for any comments before I open up public comment, specifically and only on the public hearing that we're currently holding to discuss the zoning text amendments that are before us. Ms. Negron?
Yes, thank you, President Waldron. So my question is, so this will really only be affect Ross Street or any other area in the city as well?
Well, the clarification of the uses is in CB, in the 2-4 downtown areas. So the restaurant, retail, personal service use applies very specifically in CB. In the CL zoning district, we loosened it up a bit so that you're still required to have a commercial storefront use on the first floor. But it doesn't have to be specifically retail, restaurant, or personal service. I just threw
right, I understand that. My question is, I don't have a map, so my question is, which one is CLCB? Is it only Broad? Is it Main Street? Is it Third Street? Is it? I don't have a map, so I don't know. I don't know where the letters are.
Well, generally, I think we're familiar with what the core downtown areas are. Those are CB. I just threw out East Broad and West Broad as examples of what limited commercial might be. East 4th Street, east of the downtown, it's CL. Linden Street is CL. There are other areas of the city that have more neighborhood commercial designation.
Right. See ya. Okay, good. That's what I thought. My question was, because back when we were talking about changing the downtown to only businesses, I know I had feedback from members of, on 4th Street especially, you know, 4th Street and 3rd Street are very different. And I said it, we should not have that on 4th Street. And nobody listened to me. I actually heard, no, we should not have different things in different areas. It should all be the same. I'm like, no. So I'm actually glad this is happening, that this little change is happening to relax and accommodate to what really is happening in that, you know, street, in that area. Especially when you have a combination of commercial, and that the commercial might look very different in one street and the other. So good. I thank you. I like it.
Any other additional members of council have comment? We're now accepting public comment on the public hearing that is before us this evening, which are two zoning text amendments for commercial use on first floor in the CB and CL zoning districts. Accepting public comment at 610-997-7963, specifically on the public hearing for the two zoning text amendments. After this period of time, we will accept public comment on other topics. This will be the last call for public comment on the public hearing for the two zoning text amendments, 610-997-7963. The zoning amendment ordinance will be placed on the January 19th council agenda for first reading. The public hearing is adjourned. Thank you for joining us. Moving on with the rest of our agenda this evening. Seeking approval of the minutes. No minutes are on tonight's agenda. Moving to public comment on any subject not being voted on with a 5-minute time limit. We have three names previously signed up. I'll call those speakers in that order and then open it up to anyone else who'd like to make comment on any subject not being voted on. Those individuals are Richard Ellis, D. Teague, and Jenny Gilrain. Ms. Cramsey Smith, can you mute your microphone, please?
Hi, I'm unable to take your call right now, but leave a message. Hello?
Hello, this is Bethlehem City Council calling.
Yes.
Hello. If you'd like to make comment this evening to council, would you please give your name and address for the record and proceed with your comments to council with a 5-minute time limit?
Okay. Yes, my name is Dee Teague. My address is 213 East Garrison Street, Bethlehem, PA 18018. this is in regards to the real estate, the 5% increase. I was really shocked when I heard the city of Bethlehem was increasing the real estate tax. I wouldn't have fathomed our municipal government was going to do this at this critical time. I mean, when I checked lately, you know, we're still in pandemic. People are, you know, lost their jobs and businesses, and you know, there are folks who are not even receiving unemployment benefits and can't pay their rent and mortgages, and you know, struggling to put food on the table. And I thought, oh my gosh, he said, this is crazy to do this at this critical time. I mean, you know, there's people that can't even, they're just almost left to living on the street. I mean, I thought to myself, you know, regarding our municipal government, where's your compassion and sensitivity during this time? I said, to increase the city real estate, you know, when people are desperately struggling at present, you know, and, you know, I'm sure some would say that the 5% increase isn't much, but when you don't have food to put on the table for your family, when you can't even pay your mortgage or pay any of your bills and about ready to lose your home, those few bucks mean a lot. You know, I know what everything's going on. I mean, I know things go up, but I just thought this was not a time to do something of this nature. I mean, everybody's under the gun, and, you know, I guess there are a lot of ways. I shouldn't even say I was shocked, because what's going on right now with our government and everything else, I just thought that our city of Bethlehem wouldn't even dare even think of doing something like this. But I guess there are a lot of ways to put a knee on a person's neck when they're down and out. So that's all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments.
Hello.
Hello, this is Bethlehem City Council calling.
Hi.
Hi. If you'd like to give comment to council this evening, if you could please state your name and address for the record and proceed with your comments to council with a 5-minute time limit.
Yes, thank you. My name is Jenny Gilrain, and my address is 417 Cherokee Street, Bethlehem, PA 18015. I'd like to say first, I want to share an uplifting story in the midst of difficult times. A group of citizens from all walks of life is joining forces to save tens of thousands of chimney swifts, which is a bird in sharp decline, by saving their urban habitat, the Masonic Temple chimney at 202 Wyandotte Street in South Bethlehem. The developer and property owner, John Noble, has agreed to save the chimney while demolishing the building around it in order to save the birds. I visited the demolition site this afternoon to see the chimney still standing. The western wall has been ripped away and the steel beams have been cut flush to the chimney's edge. So far, so good. However, in the end, if the existing chimney cannot be saved, Noble has agreed to build a duplicate roosting tower on the property 60 feet to the north of the original. And the Lehigh Valley Audubon Society is raising money to support this effort through a Save Our Swifts GoFundMe charity. According to Peter Sanger, local Audubon president, this level of cooperation between developers and conservationists is extremely unusual and highly commendable. And I call it Miracle on Wyandotte Street. Secondly, the Lehigh Valley Audubon Society and Bethlehem Mary Public Library have applied for a Lehigh Valley Engaged Humanities Consortium grant to support a series of public forums to facilitate discussion about the relationship between development and conservation in our city. And I invite members of Bethlehem City Government, the Department of Community and Economic Development, and the Environmental Action Committee to join the panel. I also invite the public to participate in the forums. And more on this when we find out if we got the grant. Finally, in light of the tremendous community effort to save our swifts, I'd like to make a formal request to you, the members of council, and to you, Mayor Donchez. Here goes. As many cities around the world and throughout the United States have named particular bird species as their own, and just as so many years ago the state of Pennsylvania named the ruffed grouse the bird of Pennsylvania, I propose we name the chimney swift the bird of Bethlehem. The chimney swift is not only a beautiful aerial acrobat, but a welcome insectivore consuming twice its body weight in bugs each day. Thank you for hearing me and for considering embracing this bird as Bethlehem's own. I look forward to your reply.
Thank you for your comments. I'll reach back to Richard Ellis.
Hello?
Good evening, this is Bethlehem City Council calling.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, if you could give your name and address for the record and proceed with your comments to council with a 5-minute time limit, please.
Yes. My name is Richard Ellis, and I'm a senior. I'm calling about the 5% tax increase. Council passed a tax increase, and during this time, Easton, Salisbury, and other places are not increasing their taxes. The city increased taxes for the Herco lawsuit, and that was earmarked. Now, instead of refunding taxpayers the money, they just spent. In 2017, 18, and 19, they raised taxes. This year, I'm getting a 1.3% increase in my Social Security. Half of that increase is going to go to Bethlehem for the taxes and the new tax of $50 for this water runoff. With inflation being low this time, it's time for the city to stop taxing and spend. I'm a registered voter, and I'm one of the 30% that vote every 6 months. And I will remember Ms. Smith and Negron and Mr. Waldron, who are up for re-election in 2022. They will not get my vote. Us seniors deserve better. Thank you very much. Any comments?
Thank you for your comments this evening, Mr. Ellis. City Council is accepting comment on any subject not being voted on this evening. The 5-minute time limit. The number to do so is 610-997-7963. If you'd like to make comment to City Council this evening, please call in now at 610-997-7963. We'll also accept comment on any item on our agenda this evening for vote. Hello, Bethlehem City Council.
Hi, it's Artie Curatola. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Good evening.
Hey, I guess I should turn my speaker off from watching the thing. Okay, let me see if I can put this. Okay, here we go. I'm Artie Curatola, 813 Lawfrey Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 18015. The thing putting it on YouTube is very good, but you know, you only got 21 people watching. Back with Ms. Negron was saying, and other people were talking about, we need to get businesses happening again. As long as there's social distancing and people are wearing masks, this shouldn't be a problem. It's kind of the tip of the iceberg, though. People need to get to the whole body of the iceberg and the root of the iceberg, not just mask and social distancing. proper hygiene, also taking nutritional supplements like NAC, which helps get rid of fluid into the lungs, multivitamins and minerals. You've got to strengthen your immune system. The body of the iceberg is eating well, no sugar, pasta or junk food. Drink ample amounts of water, plenty of water. No alcohol, coffee, tea, soda, juice, nothing that has sugar to it. Practice good hygiene. Take 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda 3 times a day. Get proper sleep and rest, and avoid stress at all costs. If you don't do that, you're going to lower your immune system. Maybe we need to do, let it open that you can have so many members come in there, as long as they're 6 feet away, wearing masks, like you guys are doing, the all four of you. We got to get more people involved into the city, and we have to do something drastically to bring our city. Some other city might take the idea that I have if we don't do it. We'll call it the Christmas City. How about getting a few blocks together and making it Retro City? A block of the Roaring Twenties, the Jazz Era, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. Retro City. And get a lot of entertainment, which is not only entertainment, but also different things to be sold. And everything, we can pull our city really out of the red and doing Retro City. Besides Christmas City. It's an idea that if we don't take it, it's my idea. I'm giving it to the city to use. If you want it, I'm sure somebody in the country is going to do it. And I haven't heard this from nobody except God. All I got to say is to everybody, I hope we have 2021 will be a more prosperous and happy new year for everybody. Dio di Benedique, as we say in Italian, as I'm Italian ancestry. I'm half Sicilian, half regular slice, Sicilian and Napoletan. I got to say, stay safe, stay healthy, keep on rocking. And I hope and pray that 2021 will be better for a year for all of you. And I hope you all see me soon. And I hope to see you also. God bless you. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Caratola. Bethlehem City Council is accepting comment on any subject not being voted on, as well as any resolution on tonight's agenda. The number to do so is 610-997-7963. Hello, Bethlehem City Council. Mr. Gallagher, are you there?
Thank you, President Waldron. Ed Gallagher, 49 West Greenwich calling. Just like to take a moment to reinforce Jenny Gilring's call about the miracle on Wyandotte Street, and to reinforce the idea that there is a fundraising campaign going on, that the Lehigh Valley Audubon Society has a GoFundMe page, and the top post on the Gadfly blog will also take you to the GoFundMe page. So I want to encourage everybody listening and everybody involved in the city to help out with the fundraising on the Save Our Swiss. Thanks very much for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher.
accepting comment at 610-997-7963 for any subject as well as any resolution to be voted on this evening. This will be a last call for anyone who would like to make a comment to City Council this evening for any subject as well as any resolution on tonight's agenda at 610-997-7963. Moving to communications. Communication 6C.
A memorandum from Warren Aki, Fire Chief, requesting Council to consider a resolution for the destruction of records from the Fire Department listed in the attached exhibit.
The resolution will be placed in the January 19th agenda, Communication 6D.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with Stephen G. Lowery and Associates, Inc. for annual engineering services, including hydraulic model calibration. The term of the contract runs until December 31st, 2020. The cost is $22,900, and there are no renewals.
Resolution 10A is on the agenda, Communication 6E.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with NTEC Engineering, Inc. for wastewater treatment plant air quality permit renewal services. The term of the contract runs until December 31st, 2021. The cost is $5,000, and there are two additional yearly renewal options.
Resolution 10B is on the agenda, Communication 6F.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with Emerson Process Management Power and Water Solutions, Inc. for open enterprise software upgrades. The term of the contract runs until December 31st, 21. The cost is $39,739, and there are no renewals.
Resolution 10C is on the agenda, Communication 6G.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with Emerson Process Management Power and Water Solutions, Inc. for licensed software support for SCADA system at the water treatment plant, water distribution control, and wastewater treatment plant. The term of the contract runs until December 31st, 2021. The cost is $48,401 for site-specific software support, along with hourly fees detailed in the contract request. There are no renewals.
Resolution 10D is on the agenda, Communication 6H.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with SC Engineers, Inc. for annual consulting services for the industrial pretreatment program, WIMS database work, and miscellaneous assignments. The term and expense budget is not to exceed $50,000. The term runs until December 31st, 2021. There are two additional yearly renewal options.
Resolution 10E is on the agenda, Communication 6I.
A memorandum from Councilwoman Olga Negron with an attached proposed resolution in support of the federal legislation proposed by U.S. Senator Bob Casey, the Safe Interactions Act, and the Human Services Energy Logistic Program Act. In addition to related provisions, these bills would aim to reduce calls to 911 call systems regarding non-criminal emergencies and reduce interactions between police and people with disabilities.
Resolution 10F is on the agenda. Reports. I have some housekeeping at the beginning of every year. But first, I'd like to announce the Committee of the Whole meeting that we had this evening. We met earlier to discuss the My Bethlehem app, which is an enhanced update to the city's existing service center app. The My Bethlehem app is currently available on Apple devices in the App Store and on Android devices in Google Play. In the search bar, search for My Bethlehem app. The meeting that was held was for informational purposes only, and no actions were taken by council. Furthermore, we have our 2020 Bethlehem City Council President's Report, in which we highlight the work that Council did during the past year. During 2020, Bethlehem City Council held 23 regular meetings and 26 committee and budget meetings, adopted 217 resolutions, and passed 36 ordinances. Below are some highlights from the city's 2020 legislative year. In 2020, our city government cooperated to adopt the COVID-19 pandemic in order to continue providing high quality services to our residents. Council instituted various policies and procedures to maintain citizen participation in council meetings while protecting the health and safety of the public, elected officials, and city staff. Council commends the mayor, the health bureau, and emergency management for the exemplary leadership and tireless work during the COVID pandemic. The community and economic development department also worked hard throughout this economic and health crisis to support struggling city businesses and vulnerable individuals and populations. All the city's other departments and bureaus came together to adapt and serve our citizens during a very long and challenging year. In order to increase transparency, City Council started live streaming council meetings in 2019 to allow citizens to watch remotely. In 2020, City Council continued live streaming the meetings and began allowing citizen participation via phone. Council thanks the City's Information Services Bureau for their continued help with the project. In 2020, Council approved the appointment of the first female chief of the Bethlehem Police Department, Dr. Michelle Cott, and looks forward to her continued leadership on our excellent police force. City Council reviewed and took action on several financial matters during 2020. Council approved the 2021 budget and approved the issuance of general obligation bonds to refinance existing bonds and notes in order to reduce the city's debt service costs. Council also passed an ordinance proposed by the administration that increased general parking violation fines and overtime parking fines. Moreover, Council passed an administration proposed ordinance that established a user fee for stormwater collection and management. Additionally, the Finance Committee Council reviewed and approved budget adjustments and authorized several rounds of funding through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act. After review in the Human Resources and Environment Committee, Council passed an ordinance establishing a new article of the codified ordinance titled Wage Equity. The new law was designed to prevent the perpetuation of gender-based wage inequity by prohibiting employees from asking about prospective employees' previous wage histories. The law also prohibits employers from forbidding an employee from the sharing information about their compensation. The Public Safety Committee reviewed Bethlehem Police Department use of force policies and enforcement statistics. The committee also discussed the Community Engagement Initiative, which focuses on systemic racism, discrimination, race-based inequities, social justice, mental health, addiction, poverty eradication, inclusionary housing, education, and fair policing practices. Additionally, the Public Safety Committee held a meeting to discuss enforcement of the city's marijuana possession law. Council conducted its third financial accountability incentives reporting hearing to evaluate the effectiveness of economic development incentives and increase transparency. These annual hearings are conducted in the Community Development Committee to review administration reports submitted to Council pursuant to Article 349, established in 2019. The Community Development Committee also reviewed proposed laws and zoning amendments related to housing inspections, student housing, and short-term lodging. Additionally, Council held its biannual ethics training with the Pennsylvania State Ethics Commission. In connection with the city's administration's continuing efforts to reduce blight and maintain and improve city housing stock, Council passed an administration proposed ordinance establishing Article 738 titled Residential Rental Units in connection with a new residential inspection and licensing program. After review in the Public Works Committee, Council approved the sale of several parcels of city land in order to save money on maintenance and streamline the city's property inventory. Council approved various grants and grant applications related to multimodal transportation, coronavirus relief, golf course improvements, sewer infrastructure, and authorized several economic redevelopment assistance capital grants. Council considered proposed zoning amendments brought forward by the administration in connection with student housing, first floor commercial use, and short-term lodging. Council also reviewed several privately proposed zoning amendments. Council also adopted a resolution supporting legislation amending the Workers' Compensation Act to provide first responders with compensation and care related to post-traumatic stress injuries. Council adopted a resolution encouraging the administration to investigate options for helping to protect the economic survival of our residents and local businesses during the dual health and economic crisis caused by the COVID pandemic. Additionally, Council adopted a resolution encouraging the investigation of food delivery app businesses practices that harm local food service established by asking the city to consider measures to lessen harm on these local small businesses. Also related to the COVID pandemic, Council adopted a resolution urging the Pennsylvania General Assembly, Lehigh County, and Northampton County to quickly allocate any unspent coronavirus relief funds to support small businesses. Council worked to address the widespread nuisance of fireworks by adopting a resolution urging our state legislators to repeal or amend the firework law of 2017. Council also approved a number of contracts, use permit agreements, and certificates of appropriateness, and approved council medical appointments and administrative appointments to various city boards, commissions, and authorities. Well, that's kind of it in a nutshell as far as what Bethlehem City Council did in 2020. And I think 2021 will be more of the same as far as the daily work that council does, as well as the flexibility that is required not only of council and their staff, but as well as all the administration and generally everyone who works for the city of Bethlehem, as well as the citizens of the city, as we adapt to what seems like weekly or monthly changes to our daily life that is during this pandemic. So I thank everyone for being part of what was a very banner year in the city of Bethlehem in regards to what has been asked of the employees and residents of Bethlehem. We will continue to have our meetings in this format indefinitely. If members of council feel comfortable to come in, they're welcome to join Mr. Bodoni and I, but happy to see everyone here on the GoToMeeting. Seems like it's worked pretty well, other than obviously this evening, which hopefully is the exception and not the rule. I did want to make a few general remarks as I conclude my term as council president, having served, which this will be my fourth and final year as council president. I did want to just make sure that we transition into a new year, that everyone's on the same page as far as expectations in regards to Robert's rules, council rules. And it's my intention to continue try to manage the meetings as I have in the past and never be stricter than is necessary for the good of the meeting. This is a small board in the terms of Robert's rules, and the rules permit great flexibility, and I will continue to allow public comment, not only from speakers who are calling in and try to be flexible and work with those folks, but as well as members of council when we're deliberating on topics as well as under new business. My goal is to try to be as consistent as possible. Admittedly, that's challenging because there are many different nuances to public comment as well as the conversations that we have in council meetings. And I would ask that any callers who call in also try to respect our rules and the time that everyone is putting in here, as well as the members of council. And one thing I did want to try to talk about and point out is as far as repetition. I don't think it's helpful to belabor points. I think to make a point, regardless if you don't agree with that, is something that I will continue to permit. I think it's important to hear all perspectives, especially ones that you don't agree with. But I think it's it's not helpful to anyone to repeatedly hear the same conversation over and over again. I've talked a little bit with Mr. Spurk about just to make sure that I'm on the right track and I'm following council's rules and Robert's rules as best as I can, and I ask him to be my check in that regard. A few things that he and I have talked about under council's rules, which is not something that really comes up very often, but you reference city council's rules. Personal insults and personal attacks or individual name calling are considered definitely things that we want to try to avoid, just based on the rules, but also out of respect. Members of the public shall address the presiding officer or council as a whole. I do realize that, again, this is a small board, so some of the rules of Robert's rules and council rules are a little bit conflicting, but we'll try to be as consistent as we can with those. And when we're talking about deliberating, Robert's rules as well as city council rules ask that members speak no more than twice on a specific topic. Under new business, where there's a lot more informal discussion, there's no rule specific to anyone repeating themselves, but I would ask that we try to be thoughtful about everyone's time that's involved, and try to keep our remarks germane to the point at hand and not combative. Again, I pledge to be no stricter than is necessary for the good of the meeting, and I would hope that as we transition in 2021, which will be an interesting time nationally in our politics, but also locally, it's unavoidable the fact that there are public elections that will be happening in the city of Bethlehem for council and mayor. I'd like to try to keep the politics of those individual races outside of the room of these council meetings and focus on the business of hand, that is trying to move the city of Bethlehem forward. So I would hope that this call for civility would be something that we can use as a reminder that we live in a really great city, and I think if we're able to respect each other and respect the citizens of Bethlehem, that'll go a long way in showing that city council and all the city of Bethlehem is really thoughtful about how they run their business of public meetings, and that we are a community that is proud to work together. So I just wanted to touch a little bit on that before we continue on. But that's my report as far as the business of 2020, and try to set the tone of civility, decorum, and respect for each other as we move forward in 2021, because I think that is lacking on a national level, and I think that if Bethlehem can do their part to try to make things a little better, I think we should all be a part of that. So thank you for allowing me the time to give those remarks. Not that any of you really had a choice, but at least you didn't turn your cameras off. So thanks for that. We'll move forward with our agenda this evening. I don't believe there's any reports from the administration. Mr. Mayor is joining us. I'm just letting everyone know.
I'll just, if I may, Mr. President, I'll just give an update from Kristen Wenrich. The city of Bethlehem, as of yesterday, we've had 4,631 positives and 92 deaths in the city. The city had its first clinic on December 30th and vaccinated 100 individuals. Multiple clinics are scheduled each week from now right through the end of March. And the health department is currently vaccinating people in a 1A priority category. Today, we did vaccinate 280 individuals. I certainly want to take the opportunity here to thank Kristen and her health department workers. They really are working 6-7 days a week, basically doing an outstanding job. But we've gotten excellent cooperation from the school district, from both hospitals, and especially from Lehigh and Moravian College. We will be giving vaccines out at Moravian College at Johnston Hall in the categories right now 1A. And we will also be using a facility later on at Lehigh University. So we've had great cooperation and also working very closely with the City of Allentown's Health Department, Vicki Kessler. So it's been great cooperation, but I think Kristen, Chief Dobotnik's been very involved. They've done an outstanding job, and so that's my report. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have no ordinances for consideration this evening, so we'll move on to resolutions. Resolution 10A.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute a contract or amendment with Stephen G. Lowry and Associates for annual engineering services, including hydraulic model calibration. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Clancy-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute a contract or amendment with NTEC Engineering, Inc. for wastewater treatment plant air quality permit renewal services. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10C.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute a contract or amendment with Emerson Process Management Powers and Water Solutions, Inc. for open enterprise software upgrades. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10D.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute a contract or amendment with Emerson Process Management Power and Water Solutions, Inc. for licensed software support for the SCADA system at the Water Treatment Plant, Water Distribution Control, and Wastewater Treatment Plant. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute a contract or amendment with SC Engineers, Inc. for annual consulting services for the Industrial Pretreatment Program, WIMS database work, and miscellaneous assignments. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10F.
Now therefore be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Bethlehem supports the Safe Interactions Act and Human Services Emergency Logistics Program Act, both introduced by U.S. Senator Bob Casey, and urges the U.S. Congress to enact such legislation as soon as possible in order to further racial justice and potentially help reduce the number of interactions between the police and individuals with disabilities. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion? Ms. Negron?
Yes, thank you, President Walden. I think that many times we are being requested to do things in our local cities, and there's a lot that we wish we had the power to do, but we don't. And I always get excited when things happen at the state level or a federal level that is where some of these changes to really happen, as we have talked about before, when we had the resolution to the ordinance to decriminalize. Now, of course, we are hoping that this passed statewide and you know, eventually federally, but and there's some things, some measures that we can take as members of our local government to do, but many more, you know, has to be done at other levels. And I really, I was really appreciative of Senator Casey when he presented these two bills. I'm really hoping that all other members of Congress, I know that it's a very stressful situation in Congress right now, but I'm really hoping that everybody put their mind into the right place and make changes that will make it safer, safer for people of color and safer for people with disabilities, but also it will make a change in interactions with police and the work, the real work that police could be doing in other areas rather than using it for mental health or drug abuse. And I know that, and I mentioned this earlier, the county, both Lehigh and New Hampton, are doing great work with crisis intervention and with drug and alcohol. And I also have to say that New Hampton County at least put some money, CARE Act money, into advertising at the Spanish radio station the phone number for the Northampton County crisis intervention, and that is something that I really appreciated. I mentioned it to the county executive Namon already, because it's just extremely important that we continue to share information that members of our community might not know. And I know that both counties are doing a wonderful job directly with the services, but also working in collaboration with the police departments, which is very helpful. And perhaps that's why we haven't had the incidents that we have seen in other places. But I think that Senator Kane basically has some bills that will help us move in the right direction, and I'm hoping that all members of council support the fact that members of Congress should be passing these acts. Thank you.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Thank you. I just want to thank Councilwoman Negron for proposing this resolution. I think it's definitely very needed, and I'm very grateful that Senator Casey is proposing, and I hope that it does get passed in the Senate, and we shall see. But I have a lot of experience in working with individuals with disabilities, developmental disabilities, and autism spectrum disorder, and I think that I already have spoken with Chief Codd about that, and I think that that's one area that people really do overlook as far as their interactions with law enforcement. 1 in 6 children from 3 to 17 years of age have developmental disabilities of some sort, including autism spectrum disorder. And the numbers for autism spectrum disorder are just increasing all the time. Right now it's 1 in 54 children, and males are 4 times more likely to be on the, have ASD than females. And I know when I worked probably 20, 30 years ago in Lehigh County in developmental disabilities, we saw a lot of our clients have very adverse interactions with law enforcement. And as a result, we started the SPOR program, which was a very specialized program with the criminal justice system and people with disabilities. And I spoke to Chief Cotton, she's already spoken to people with the SPOR program now, and I think that that's something that I hope we can look toward doing. We need more, especially more training for the police on these areas, because the number of children with ASD has grown significantly, and now they have become young adults and adults. And we have to have our police officers and our emergency responders know about the diagnosis and how to best approach and work with individuals with these diagnoses. So again, I just think it's something that we really need to focus on. I know Chief Codd is aware and is focusing on it, and I thank Councilwoman Negron for proposing the resolution.
Any other discussion from members of council on the resolution? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Kramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10G.
Certificate of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby granted for 117 East 3rd Street to replace the signage on the awnings. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Kramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. New business? Dr. Van Wert?
There will be a Community Development Committee meeting on Tuesday, January 19th this year at 6 p.m. There's one agenda item, discussion of three proposed bills related to enabling third-party inspections in the city. Due to COVID, this will be a virtual meeting and instructions for public comment over the phone will be posted online on the City Council meeting calendar page.
Thank you, Dr. Van Wert. Any other new business for members of council? Mr. Callahan?
I don't know the callers that called in tonight, and if Mr. Redoni could send me their email, I'd appreciate it. But or the phone numbers if we have that. But I do want to tell them that I do feel their pain, and I did not vote for the 5% increase. And as I said during the budget hearings, we have to seriously look at the amount of taxes that we keep raising every year, because if we do that, we are going to start pushing out low-income housing out of the city. It's as those two callers stated, every time we have a tax increase, it makes our city more expensive to live in. And I think everybody on this council is for affordable housing and for making people to have a livable city at a livable rate. So I would just say, I hope I'm wrong, but I think next year at this budget time next year again, if we don't seriously start making some cuts and start looking at some development and stop pushing development away from the city of Bethlehem into Easton and Allentown, I think we're going to be hitting some tough times in the next couple of years. So I would just ask that Mr. Redoni afford those emails or the contact information for those people that called tonight. Thank you.
Any other new business for members of council? Ms. Kramsey Smith?
I'm sorry, I'll try to be brief, but actually, since Mr. Callahan brought that up, and I guess I have to say, I think it's unfortunate because I do feel for the callers, and I think everybody else probably agrees that it was very difficult to make the decisions this year we have for the budget. And I really struggle with it, but the flip side is I don't want to see us having to do a huge tax increase next year that's going to be even more adverse for our citizens. So I guess it's all about balancing things out. But nonetheless, I just did want to bring up an overview, because as I said a couple months ago, I think it was around the end of November, we developed a affordable housing task force in Bethlehem. And the members of the task force include myself, Mike Carucci, Dennis Benner, who are local developers, Alicia Carter from our Community and Economic Development Office, Alan Jennings, Dana Hutchin with the Mid-Atlantic Affordable Housing, Neil Coughlin, and Becky Bradley from Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. And while we just are still in the works, I just wanted to give a little update that basically what we're doing is we're trying to really raise the awareness of all the different entities on the fact that there is a housing crisis in America, in Pennsylvania, and in Bethlehem, as I said many times before. And when I talk about affordable housing, I think, again, it's very important to know, define that we're talking about housing for people that are middle class, not people that are low income and subsidized housing. Because in the city, as I said before, as I was walking around campaigning, and even now, I just everyone I talked to almost said they really have an issue with the housing that has become high-end luxury condos and rentals in the city. It's not what our city was built upon. It's not where we need to have all the majority of rentals available, let's put it that way. So basically what we've done is we've at every meeting thus far, and we've had about five meetings, we've just had people come and present. We've had Becky Bradley come and present data from the Planning Commission, which was very enlightening. Dana Hutchin from HDC Mid-Atlantic presented on what it's like to do an affordable housing project, such as the Artist Loft on the south side in Bethlehem. The next meeting, we're going to have the private developers talk about the process in doing private development and the challenges that they have, because we do know that they have challenges also. And then we are going to have representatives from State College in Pittsburgh talk about their inclusionary housing ordinance, which they have passed. And after that time, we're going to talk about all the different presentations we saw, different resources, explore different strategies, and try to come up with best practices of how we can address the lack of housing that is affordable for the middle class and working class in the city of Bethlehem. And then we will bring, I will bring recommendations to council. So I just wanted to give an update on our task force, and I hope that I can count on council members to support us in these efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ramsey-Smith. Any other new business this evening? Thank you all for joining us. Have a happy new year. Hope that it's better than last. This meeting is adjourned.